USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Once considered heroes, the American healthcare workers are facing a defund movement for choosing not to get the COVID vaccine. No one knows more about the coronavirus than healthcare workers, yet they are losing their livelihoods because of government-imposed vaccine mandates. Corporate America is playing a key role. The share of job postings per million on Indeed that require vaccination spiked 242% in the last month. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling out General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for giving lawmakers false information on Wednesday. Milley testified that Pompeo and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were aware of the phone call to Chinese leaders betraying the American chain of command. Pompeo on Wednesday said that never happened. Pompeo also disputed a claim in a Yahoo story based on an anonymous source that the United States was concocting a plot to assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Military brass went before Congress Wednesday to try to explain the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that got U.S. military people killed. Brad Bernard from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Kenneth McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command, exposed through their sworn testimony the lies told by President Joe Biden on the question of leaving a residual force in Afghanistan. And Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz told Newsmax that this decision made the United States less safe.
What did the Pentagon recommend, and then what did Biden ignore? We know from today that that Biden has said, look, nobody told me to leave a residual force, and we know that now to be false. We know that now to be a lie.
Milley testified on Tuesday before the Senate Armed Services Committee that he advised leaving a residual force of 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, as did McKenzie.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, the only American service member arrested for the incompetent and deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan. His charge? Not being silent when told by leaders to shut up, by not obeying a gag order and calling out the military leaders and demanding accountability on social media. He is in solitary confinement at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, pending an Article 32 preliminary hearing. The time, date, and location for that hearing have yet to be determined. The Marine Corps declined to comment on the specific events that led to Scheller's imprisonment without due process. Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz Wednesday questioning military brass.
When people in the military, like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, stand up and demand accountability, when they say that you all screwed up, he ends up in the brig, and you all end up in front of us.
Republican Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson.
The American people want and deserve accountability, and we even have service members like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller being thrown in the brig for suggesting that. The public's faith in our institutions continues to erode precisely because everyone in the D.C. bubble appears to have some sort of immunity from the basic standards the rest of America is expected to live by.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller's father and mother on Fox News.
While Stuart broke the chain of the command, I contend General McKenzie, General Milley, Secretary Austin, they have broken the chain of trust and confidence of the American people. And for that, they should be embarrassed.
They should drop their rank.
And they should resign for that.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.